Croeso and welcome to another throwback episode of Tales for Wales. That's right, we've covered so much history, we've gone absolutely full meta, and we decided to start covering our own history for our lovely tailies now. So whether you're new to the pod and you want to just have a little sample of the early days of Tales for Wales, or you're a seasoned vet and you're looking to sample a little bit of the old vintage plonk of the past, every week we'll be replaying a little pint-sized clip from our back catalogue.
Yeah, and you'll have a great time, I'm sure.
And it'll be really good.
It'll be really good.
Please keep doing and listening to us.
Because we did realise we're like fucking a year and a half into this stupidness. Mm. And obviously, some of the early episodes, the audio ain't great, right? Sue us. We're not the pros we are today. Sorry, Lord, for I have sinned. My audio recording.
We come from humble backgrounds, baby. We come from humble beginnings.
We weren't
always the Goliaths we are today.
Do you know, this is slight side note, but classic us. Do you ever listen to podcasts and then you hear a trailer for another person's podcast and they go, so join us every Thursday where we'll take a wry eye look at the Saxons. It's, oh, fucking shut up, cunt. It's so annoying. I really hate if we ever do ads on other people's podcasts, that because they're always like, hey, I'm Franks and this is Jack, and together we take a little look back through the annals of Welsh history. Annals? Or did you say anals? Come join us.
And and together we are 3, 2, 1. Tales for Wales together at the same time.
No, but you know, like, it's something really jarring when you've chosen to listen to something and then two pricks turn up out of nowhere and like, oh, listen to us. And it's always the same format. So it goes, so join us every Thursday as we take a look back. So this is such a fucking tangent. Listen to this, right? It's funny, right? It's from about 2 years ago, right? And then if you like it, make your way back through the older episodes. We love you, bye.
Exactly, cheers, blah, 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 ta.
I was going to say to you, I was speaking to Ollie on the weekend, our friend and friend of the pod, and I told him that I have two
friend
pieces
of the establishment as well.
Yeah, he is. The hoi polloi that he is. I said to him, I've got two rules on life that we're discussing, like our friendship together, and one time he came over from Reading down to Cardiff. We had a massive night out, and the next day we were hanging. And if you're hanging, like, and you're ordering food, the only thing that's decent open in like the daytime is probably going to be like a Mackey's or a Domino's or something like that. He ordered a Chinese at like 12:30.
Jesus, a succulent Chinese meal at 12:30.
Yeah, and I
didn't think they were open till that.
Well,
that
this
time
is my thing. Never order from a Chinese that's open at midday. So like my rule for life is always only ever order a Chinese that opens from like 5:30 onwards, and I think that will stand you in good stead. And when it arrived, because he's on it, he ordered like a huge amount of food, and he ordered like two crispy beefs, like duck and hoisin sauce, all this stuff, and it was just grey matter, just slop on a plate. And we were both really hungover, and we were talking to each other for a bit, and I think I either bowed out of the conversation or something happened. I went, eat your beef. Just point it. Eat your beef, mate, come on, get it down.
Shut up and eat your beef, I'm done with this now.
And that became like our code word for if there's like a lull in the conversation, or we go quiet, just go, eat your beef, go on. I'm a bit down, yeah. And we didn't speak about that for about like maybe 9 months, and then for Christmas he got me M&Ms with a laser printed on them the words eat your beef.
That is absolute dedication to the joke.
I know, it's mad. So when Emma and me were opening on Christmas Day, it was like it said like Franks, it said Ollie, eat your beef.
Jesus Christ, that boy's got more money than sense.
I know. And then my other rule for life is never buy budget cola. And I know you do not adhere to my advice.
Frequent flouter of that rule.
I hate budget cola.
No, yeah, I always know when, you always know rather when, you know, if I accidentally mix your rum with some of my fucking budget cola, then you're instantly going,
like your face horrible. Just tells me everything I need to know. You're like, what is this? What's this piss? It's mud water. It's muck.
Yeah, it's puddle water. What would your rule for life be if you were to give, like, pass down to the ages?
Rule for life? Oh, God, put me on the spot, mate. I don't know. Let me think now. Never turn down a free drink. That's when my granddad always taught me.
Be more on the nose. Yeah. Playing to type here. Also, who would turn down a free drink?
Well, exactly. The fact that the rule needs even to be stated is actually shows how broken this country has become. But I remember, my granddad always used to say that. He used to say, never turn down a free drink, and then they're all very drink-centric, and then he said, I never trust someone who doesn't drink. I don't quite agree with that one.
I kind of do. Unless it's like...
Yeah, I get where he's coming from, because, like, why can't you drink? Like, maybe, all right, medical reasons.
If you're religious or medical reasons, but anyone who's, like, turned down drink, because it's always like, well, you must have been mad on the drink, so you've had to stop it, which is
well, that's what my granddad said, because I said, why not, the first time he told this, and he said, well, why, isn't it? Why aren't they drinking? And I was thinking, that is a good question, and that's, you know, something I often ask myself. Yeah. Why aren't I drinking?
I know, I'll have to stop one day. Nah, well, that'll be the funniest night in the pub. We're not, like, reckless. You do see the
we love a sesh.
Yeah, I love the sesh, but I'm an absolute binge drinker. I'll work all weekend and the weekend. Thursday comes, and that's when...
I treat it like I save up my drinking points. If I don't do it for a few days, then I get to really, like, spend them. You know, it's great. Me and you constantly are bringing up that, what's his name? Bert Kreshner?
Bert Kreisner,
I'm not sure how to pronounce this in him. American comedian. I'm sure a lot of our listeners would have seen this, but there's a, like, viral video of him going around talking about how much he loves drinking and, like, how... He'll always make sure he's always like healthy enough to have a drink, because it's like the most satisfying thing in the world. And he goes on about it's this very impassioned speech. Does it get you in the mood for a beer? I'll link it in, because fuck me.
I will never quit drinking. I will always make sure that I can keep my body healthy enough so that I can always drink. I love seeing a sunrise with a cocktail, seeing a sunset with a cocktail, having friends walk into your house with a bottle of wine, getting on a plane. Can I get you something? Double Jack on the rocks, lots of rocks. I love the moment someone says, hey, we should get a drink, and you're not supposed to. That feeling, it's like a first kiss. You don't get that first kiss when you're married. You get to have those first drinks. At a brunch, someone goes, should we do mimosas? And then the waiter goes, actually, we have bottomless mimosas. And you're like, this is going to be the best day ever.
Every time I hear it, I have to actually actively avoid it in the week. Because when I hear it, I'm like, oh my God, I got over a pint.
It galvanizes you, doesn't it? It's like, I just want to be with the lads for a drink.
You said the other day, because you did something very uncharacteristic of you of late, which is go on like a 3-day bender. Yeah. And you said that on like the second day when you were Steve Ruglin, you put that on and you were like, I'm back, baby.
We went to Nottingham for the hockey and for Cardiff Devils for the hockey, and I can't do 2 days on the trot. I'll have one biggie and then just cry the next day and eat food and have call my girlfriend. But because it was for like a 2-dayer, I galvanised with that video, and then I was on the Fanta Ice Blasts, and I was pouring vodka into them, and I was galvanised to Betsy. And then the Monday... I was going home and I was like, oh, I feel fine. And then Tuesday. So I kind of had drinks, watching Succession Monday night, got a bit tipsy, a bit drunk. My God, did Tuesday remind me that I'm 32.
It always does these days, mate. When you get those like off days where you're like, oh my God, I feel okay. Like, I can drink again, that's fine. 3 days, yeah, no problem. Oh my God, I'm young again. And then the next day, like you said, you get the 3-day... like cumulative hangover then, don't you? And it's just like, you dared fucking mock the god of death.